Thimphu. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Bhutan's revered fourth king, Jigme Singye Wangchuck, during his two-day visit to the Himalayan nation, reinforcing the deep-rooted friendship between the two neighbors. During the meeting, both leaders discussed a wide range of issues, including energy cooperation, trade, technology, and connectivity. Modi praised the former king's lifelong efforts to strengthen India-Bhutan relations and lauded Bhutan's vision for the Gelafu Mindfulness City project, which he said aligns closely with India's Act East policy. Later in the day, Modi joined King Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuck to inaugurate the Phu-Natsenchu 2 hydropower project, calling it an enduring symbol of friendship between the two countries. The project, he said, embodies the shared goal of fueling development, deepening friendship, and driving sustainability in the region. Adding another layer to the partnership, Modi announced the setting up of an immigration checkpoint at Hatazar, opposite Bhutan's Gelafu, to ease connectivity and cross-border movement. India also extended a line of credit worth 4,000 crore rupees to Bhutan to support its ongoing development projects. Three key memoranda of understanding were exchanged during the visit, covering renewable energy, health and medicine, and institutional linkages in mental health between Bhutan's Pema Secretariat and India's National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences, NIMHANS. The Prime Minister also took part in the Kala Chakra Empowerment Ceremony, one of Tibetan Buddhism's most sacred rituals, held as part of the Global Peace Prayer Festival in Thimphu. The festival brought together Buddhist leaders, peace advocates, and practitioners from around the world in a collective prayer for global harmony. The ceremony was presided over by Bhutan's chief abbot, the Jigkenpo. Earlier, Bhutan's king had expressed condolences over the tragic explosion in Delhi on November 10, offering prayers for the victims and the speedy recovery of those injured. PM Modi's visit, marked by spiritual reflection and concrete partnerships, underscored the enduring warmth and mutual respect that define the India-Bhutan relationship.